United States Secretary of State John Kerry on Tuesday met with the Holy See Secretary of State Archbishop Pietro Parolin on many issues, including the situation in Syria. The meeting looked forward to the Geneva II meeting set to begin in Switzerland on January 22nd with the aim of ending the Syrian conflict. After Kerry's meeting, the United States Ambassador to the Holy See, Kenneth Hackett, told Vatican Radio the encounter was a success.
It was a very important meeting and a very lengthy meeting. It covered many topics, not the least of which was Syria, Geneva II, and the hopes and aspirations that will come out of that particular meeting. The secretary reiterated even more than once at the meeting that there is no way to stop this situation by increased violence and conflict. That is not the answer. War is not the answer, and there must be ways around it. And there was a dialogue between Archbishop Parolin and the secretary around what's going to happen, what are the hopes, what are the aspirations. I mean, there was no disagreement whatsoever on any of the issues on how to proceed. Things are not locked completely into place. I don't think all of the various actors have settled in yet, but there were hopes on both sides that the right people will come to the table with the right attitudes and thus can begin a process of trying to find a transition in that country and a cessation of hostilities. I know that out of the Pontifical Academy of Science meeting on Monday, there was an equal hope and an equal prayer, let's say, that the various sides can come together and find a way forward for, first of all, some cessation of hostilities, whether it be in part or in whole, so that humanitarian assistance can be brought to the people in need, so that people can go home to a safe environment. Following on the Holy Father's words, we have to be focused on the people. The political process is important, it's difficult, but what has to be in front of everybody's eyes is that people are suffering in that country.
Can I ask, why did Mr. Kerry think it was important to come here to the Vatican? What can the church do here?
The secretary believed that there are many areas of convergence and complementarity between where the United States public policy, foreign policy, wants to head and where the Vatican heads, and particularly around issues of peace, whether it be in Syria, whether it be throughout the Middle East, in places like southern Sudan or Central African Republic. There is a full meeting of the minds that when the Holy See and the United States government can find a path forward that mimics each other or follows each other, there can be the great, what would you call it, the great respect and legitimacy that the Holy See has, and particularly now Pope Francis has around the world, and admiration that his call for peace in various quarters will be heard, understood, and appreciated.